Welcome back to Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU football team will host the St. Cloud State Huskies this Saturday. Their head coach, Scott Underwood, joining us now via the Paul Bunny Communications Hotline. Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
No, looking forward to the opportunity.
Your team has had an up-and-down year on the field. How have things changed without Philip Klopaki at quarterback for you guys?
Well, I think the key thing, you know, Philip's been out for 2 years now, and you know, a year ago, we were splitting time with Jamison Parsons and Nate Meyer into the first four games of a year ago. And gradually, you know, for us deciding that we had to go with one guy, you know, to give him enough reps and experience and looks. You know, at that time, Nate was the guy that we felt like could lead us successfully on the field. And, you know, we're excited about the progress that he's made, you know, in the last year and a half plus.
What's been the biggest positive for you?
Well, I think the big thing is that, you know, at times we show the ability to be a very good football team. Just our inconsistency in play, whether it be our offense or defense and special teams, you know, holds us back. We just at times don't perform at the same level that we see at different times throughout games. And again, a little bit of youth probably on that, but at this point, you know, being seven games in, we need to see that, you know, completely change. We're not that youthful anymore now that guys are getting that experience.
You've got a real balanced offense without an absolute stud as far as numbers are concerned anyway, on the offensive side. How does that help balance your whole offense?
Well, I think the key thing is, you know, we feel like that we have the ability to run the ball. You know, we've rotated two backs through there. This last week we put in our third, you know, and got three of them over 100 yards. So feel comfortable with any of our guys rushing the football. You know, Nate's had to carry it a little bit from the quarterback spot as well. And then, you know, the ability to throw it, you know, up to Duluth, and they're going to be a difficult team to run against for what they try to do and controlling the box. And, you know, we got in kind of a throwing war, and we're comfortable trying to do that as well.
Bemidji State has been lights out the last month of the season. No matter who you're playing, how do you change your game plan based on what your opponent's doing well?
Well, I think the key thing is, like always, and just as I said with Duluth, you know, they're a team that's not going to let you run the ball. And they're going to be 8-9 guys in there and certainly a good enough football team to do that. And it forced us to get into a throwing game. And, you know, if that's a plan or attack that Bemidji takes, then we got to be able to try to throw the football. If we're going to be balanced up front from our offensive end of it, you know, we got to have the ability to run it as well. So try to see what they're giving you and then try to see what you can do to counter it.
As you've watched tape of BSU, what's been the one thing that stood out the most for you?
Well, I think the key thing is, as you mentioned, just the improvement from game one to where they're at currently. They're playing at a very high tempo right now, very confident. Certainly, as you look at the offensive side, the continuity and the things that they're trying to do seem to be gelling. They're playing with the same offensive line from, you know, virtually the first game till up to this point with no injuries. And those guys know where they're going, what they're doing. They have experience, and they're very physical. And then, you know, the Heinkitt quarterback has been very talented, and the receivers are, I think they're all adapting into the system that, you know, they started from day one. So that experience of them making the progress from, you know, game one and the maturity to where they're at makes them very, very concerning.
The North's still wide open. How does that change the rest of the year for you and your team?
Well, I think it's still back to what we talked about to our kids, that, you know, we haven't put a consummate football game together yet from both sides and certainly in the special teams as well. And we're still struggling to find that continuity and consistency and working daily to try to find it.
Scott, thanks for your time. We'll see you on Saturday at the Chet.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a great day.